Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Porch Pirates, the Alka-Seltzer Rocket, and Elf. Right after this.
You know what food commercial is ticking me off, though? The one with the lady at the piano. What are you eating? Nothing, honey.
Yeah.
Then later, what are you eating now? Nothing, honey. Don't you just say, look, bitch, I'm eating nut and honey. Okay? It's the name of the cereal. Now, I mean, that's just...
That's true, though. What the video is going to do to play this game.
Right. Well, see, but they should just call it nut and bitch. You know? That way, you get it right out the way. Like, what are you eating? Nut and bitch. No, that's the name of the cereal, honey, nut and bitch.
That's a wonderful idea.
And then later on, what are you eating now? Nothing, bitch. You're still eating nothing, bitch? No, this time I'm actually calling you. You should keep asking me what I'm eating.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Present in his own special way, Chick McGee.
Coming in hot.
There we go. And then we have the lovely Grace.
Hi.
Once again, that's a lot of beautiful blonde hair.
Thank you.
Then we have Josh. Josh is... As an adult man, still interested in getting his parents angry by going home with a big head of hair.
They will not care. Mm-hmm. They won't care at all. Mm-hmm. My brothers might tease me, but...
I kind of like it. I like the mad scientist look.
Thanks. I tried to get my haircut last week.
No.
People said no.
No.
You got the new beard. It's looking good.
Thank you.
And very furry.
Are you letting this part grow out, too? Because it's getting a little...
This just grows thicker than the sides. Oh. So my chin and mustache.
It's looking good.
How would you feel about a Ming the Merciless point on the end of that beard?
I can almost braid that.
Yes, Flash.
I'm thinking about doing the Captain Lou Albano thing and putting rubber bands in it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or the Johnny Depp thing. We could put little beads in it.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, something that'll scare the kids.
Yeah.
They'll go, oh, look, there's some weirdo I don't want to get near.
It's not like you, you psycho. Jeez.
Sorry. Let's move on. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed?
A package thief in Maryland caught struggling to load a big screen TV into their car. In the security video shared by Prince George's County Police, the alleged thief lugs the large box across the lawn only to trip and fall onto the TV. The person picks it up and tries to stuff it into his trunk, but when the box refuses to fit, he tries to shove it into the back seat.
Damn baby seats.
The thief ultimately leaves the TV hanging out of the car's rear door while he climbs into the passenger seat and the car speeds away.
Wow.
With the trunk also still open.
This is a thing. These porch pirates.
No kidding.
Oh, it's a thing. They train kids to do it now.
I saw that video of the kid doing
it. 6 or 7 year old kid running up and grabbing something and running away.
But so this guy can't fit the box in the car.
No, the owner
isn't the first rule. What is it? Measure twice, steal once. What is it?
Yes,
okay. All right, good.
That's true.
Owner of the TV said Walmart gave her a free replacement, and she said of the theft, quote, "I hope he broke that TV into 1,000 pieces by the time he got it to his destination."
I think this is going to bring back the moat. You know what I mean? That's a word you don't get to use much.
Moat?
You never hear that. You know, I was driving on the mall the other day. You see that new moat over on 62nd Street?
Yeah, because it's not the Renaissance.
This is a goal of mine, to eventually have a house with a moat.
Yes.
Full of alligators?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And a drawbridge?
Yep.
Gotta have a drawbridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a moat, you have a drawbridge.
Yeah, but you know
you'll always be late because you got to time it just right. You have to know exactly how long it takes for your drawbridge to drop.
That's fine. I'll figure it out.
No, it'd be like a garage door opener, only you'd have a moat remote.
A moat?
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Get the URL for that.
Moat remote.com.
Yeah, moats are coming back.
Wouldn't that be a great late night commercial? Like if you were a billionaire, you pretend there really is one.
How many times have you said, I got to get up and crank the drawbridge up again? No, not
anymore.
With the moat remote.
Act now and get a second moat remote free.
Stay in the warmth of your car with the moat remote.
What's the one now? You get the second one free, but you have to do a second order. What the hell? Have you seen that one?
No.
It bothers me.
Yeah, here's what they're doing. They go, you get...
whatever it might
be. And you can get another set. Just pay additional fee. You know what the additional fee is?
Shipping.
The same price. You pay twice. They got me on it.
Really?
Yes. When I've ordered my...
always been a fan of the guy who came up with all nude. That's a genius phrase, all nude. And so you don't forget, order before midnight tonight. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
But it sticks in your head.
Well, again, I think...
Or free. All you pay is shipping.
Yeah.
God, but they never tell you what the shipping is until you...
The Moat remote, though. What a great idea.
Or a Moat remote app. That would be the thing.
Now, would you want to have the kind of drawbridge that just has the fence that swings over, the kind that actually goes up?
Up.
It's got to go up. Right. Classic Moat.
Got to have up.
Of course, I just thought of something. If you have a Moat, and you just...
You have to have a drawbridge.
To keep people from stealing your stuff. Let me think this through for a second. Yeah, how's the UPS guy going to get the packages over there?
You have a catapult.
Genius!
Really? You know what? They have done this on Shark Tank like four or five times, trying to figure out something for porch pirates. Like there was a box that you bought.
How about a sniper? Let's thin the herd.
Remember at one
you pick off 300 or 400 of these porch pirates, pretty soon people are going to go, I'm not going to do that. You see all these dead people?
Wasn't it you could allow them to actually go into your home and drop them off on the inside of your
yes.
house?
I don't know what happened to that, but
yeah,
it didn't
what
go over well.
To that?
I don't know.
Well, gee, I don't know. Doors left open, mud everywhere. People stealing.
So you're saying
lost dogs?
We put up a hidden camera. So, oh, here comes a porch pirate. He's up on the porch. He's still on the porch.
Yeah, you do that enough.
He's still on the
porch.
Pretty
soon, everybody will have where you can. As soon as somebody walks up to your house, it alerts you on your phone, and you can watch them.
Well, they
already have this. But what I'm saying is, everybody will have it.
Yeah, they have the doorbell where you can watch it on your phone, and
sure,
you know.
And then you can actually talk to them too. Get out of there.
Or you can do what I do, have a PO box, and have it sent to a store.
Did you see the one where they had the guy that got so tired of it, he filled by head. Fake boxes full of bird poop.
There we go.
Excuse me, dog poop.
Burr, how long did that take?
No, yes, that would have been what a collection that would have been.
Yeah.
Hey, Polly wants some Ex-Lax. No, I'm sorry, dog. It was dog feces.
There's a poor dog in the background.
So when they got
shivering.
Home with the bag.
But that actually leads to this other story. Speaking of these so-called porch pirates, did you see the one about the dog? This is pretty funny. I saw this on TV over the weekend. It was a dog. That was actually the package thief. So the guy next door's dog was actually the one coming over, and I'll dig up the story.
Did it take one package or a bunch?
Just took the one.
Wow,
but pretty funny. So I'll find the story. I don't have it handy, but what else have you got over there?
A man's fear of zombies has landed him in prison. The San Herald of Gulfport, Mississippi, reports 32-year-old Sean Michael Stroud was arrested in April after he stole a front end loader and smashed into at least four cars. Apparently, police said he thought the world was ending.
Good.
Meanwhile, the part of his world that involves freedom is ending. He pleaded guilty in a series of charges on Friday and was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Wow.
So apparently he thought it was the end of the world and that the cars held zombies in them.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because if the world's going to end, the first thing you want to do is grab a backhoe.
Sure.
Yeah.
And start
running over
cars. I bet he had a great time, though.
Oh, I bet he was horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be cool, though?
That's why Haywood wrote that song, if he had a bulldozer. It'd be awesome.
Cars. Driving around. Yeah.
The world's most...
Go ahead. I just found this story. This is from Danville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Using the aforementioned ring, whatever that's called, the doorbell with the thing on it, the surveillance camera.
Yes.
The footage and the video from this thing shows a dog approaching the front door, grabbing a package and taking off with it. By the way, the person who shared the video on Facebook pointed out that the dog belongs to a neighbor. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
No, well, dog's a menace.
Yeah.
At least they got their package back, I would assume, right?
Yeah. Stupid dog.
Did Josh ever had a dog chew your package?
Oh. Yeah, when I used crunchy peanut butter that one time. You always want to go creamy. Is that what you want to hear, Tommy?
Is that the sort of
filth?
Looks like
you want.
That is exactly what you're going for.
Dirty, dirty mind wants.
The perp, by the way, is a English cream golden retriever. Answers to the name Sparky. Don't let him near your house.
The world's most successful people, according to Inc.com, start their day at what time, ladies and gentlemen?
Does it mean get out of bed or
to work? Does it mean wake up or start working?
They start working. They start moving around.
6 a.m.
Start moving around.
Start moving around.
Yeah, 5:30.
No, 5:30. How can any... No.
What?
It probably is, but I'll never get it.
4 a.m.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
My God.
Apparently, a recent
report.
There's
only one thing to wake up for at 4 a.m.
Published in the Wall Street Journal.
Like
says 4 a.m. It may be the most productive time of the day because.
No one's around to bother you, believe
minimal
me.
Minimal distractions.
I know that. How can none of these people ever call me?
No one is emailing or texting you.
What are you.
That's true. And do you not understand the definition of the media. Word distraction?
I got an email or a text this morning at 3 something a.m. From Haywood.
Oh, yeah, was he?
What was he doing?
What does Haywood do at 3 a.m.?
Let's see.
Do we
want to
know? Fred up all night?
Worrying.
3:24 a.m. Hey, hi, Tom. Mrs. Haywood and I are in London.
Oh, that's why.
Can you plug my New Year's Eve show this week for me? Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Where is
to
it?
The fam.
Does he tell you where it is?
It is at, no, let's see. I know where it is. It's at the famous Irving Theater.
Huh, okay.
I'll get some details. Okay. I'm just going by memory. I hope that's where it is.
So he's not bothering to come in.
He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me where it was.
So this is my number one thing in life. If you're going to promote something, give me the facts so we can promote them.
Remember, this is Haywood who, on a semi-regular basis, calls me and goes, you want to have dinner? I go, what are you doing in town? Oh, I thought I had a gig and fill in the blank. It's not for 2 weeks. So you mean you drove to the wrong place? That's half the fun of going to see Haywood, wondering if
he's
in the right town.
Exactly like something you would do.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's one of my best friends.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's cool, though.
It's an odd relationship.
Apple CEO Tim Cook starts his morning at 3:45 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. The chief of merchandising and customer officer at Kohl's Department Store, Michelle Gass, starts at 4:30.
Michelle what?
Gass.
Michelle, my
Virgin America CEO David Cush.
Josh and I both made a fart noise at the same time.
What?
Virgin America CEO David Cush wakes and bakes at 4:15.
Silly.
What up, Cush?
You suppose someone's
ever made
said
that up. I'm sorry,
Cush,
Mr. Cush
in the bush.
I totally made that up.
What do you mean?
Of course, doesn't wake and bake.
But his name is David Cush.
His name is Cush. You can't. You know,
it's okay.
It's right there.
It's almost illegal now.
I know.
So why didn't Porch Pirate make the list for the new word of the year?
I don't know, Tom.
Instead of whatever. What was it? Something boring.
Traction.
It wasn't
toxic.
New word of the year. It was the word of the year.
Justice.
The word most, that's most used most. Word of the year. Justice. Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
As according in Supreme Court justice.
It was, so which? What's the list? I guess they do the new words later on. But Porch Pirate has
to
be. Well,
we had new
there.
Words, didn't we, earlier in the week or something?
I hadn't heard Porch Pirate until this morning.
Really?
So that's what they're calling that.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's
what?
Yeah.
Yes.
You, Mr.
Mr. What?
Know it all? Don't know Porch Pirate?
I might be very
to
smart,
delineate,
but
just to make it clear, Josh, back Porch Pirate, whole different thing.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's Butt Pirate. We have a name for that.
I know, but it's. I'm just saying.
All right.
We have a person on Twitter who's a FedEx driver with a recommendation to prevent this.
Oh.
He says, I recommend buying a large plastic storage box for the front porch with a combination lock.
Sure.
With FedEx, you can go to their website and make it where the lock combo would come up when we scan the box.
Great. Oh. And then chain the box to the front porch and then have a sniper across the street.
Well, it might be overkill, but...
No, I don't think so. I'm telling you, take out 200-300 of these people, they're going to think twice about going to the porch.
Thinning the herd.
Yeah.
You.
Hey, look, what are you going to lose? A bunch of thieves? We'll be better off.
Until you accidentally kill a Jehovah's Witness.
Well,
then you're in trouble.
Hey, who didn't say there'd be some collateral
damage? Have you heard the good news that he is rich?
Use my watchtower as a tourniquet.
Dear Bob and Tom,
yeah, no kidding.
You evil man. These are jokes, folks. We're going to be okay. I'm sorry, Porch Pirate. Okay, Christy, what else have you got?
A team from Brigham Young University broke a Guinness World Record when their Alka-Seltzer-powered rocket soared to an altitude of 883 feet.
This is so cool.
The BYU high-altitude team participating in the Bear Alka Rocket Challenge at Florida's Kennedy Space Center more than doubled the altitude record set by the University of Minnesota team last year.
Fake. It's all fake.
No, it's. I'm watching the video. Wait a second. I've got the video right here.
What
this
mean
is
it's all fake.
Fake.
This is super cool. Haven't taken something like Alka-Seltzer, having a blast with it.
He's watching the video.
They put a balloon on it, a camera on a balloon. They put it up.
Yeah. Remember when Letterman dunked? He wore an Alka-Seltzer suit and dunked himself in water?
Hilarious.
So good.
And, now, the launch pad, Josh, as you can see, the launch pad looks like it's got the giant bear aspirin logo on it.
Well, of course. This is
my favorite part when Letterman would do that, would go, okay, they've told me to tell you this. I know you've got the vat. I know you've got the cases of Alka-Seltzer. So please don't try this at home.
Yeah, you can't get hurt doing this, can you? They're wearing
eye
protection.
No, you can't get hurt because they didn't do it.
You can watch the video.
They put him on a balloon and they sped up the footage. Ask Steph Curry.
No, it's a giant. Never mind. I have a theory about this, by the way.
Big.
The Brigham Young guys did so well because, you know, at Brigham Young, they're not going to need the Alka-Seltzer for a hangover.
No.
No.
They don't.
Got a lot of that line. They don't drink, Grace.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of it.
I didn't pick that up. So
Alka-Seltzer
thanks.
Lets me eat like a child, and then I can take 2 Alka-Seltzer and feel fine.
And then afterwards,
nachos and
milk. There's an invention. I can eat whatever I want.
Yes.
I can have Hershey bars.
So I read somewhere that there actually are scientists working on a sobriety pill.
Oh, really?
That you could take it and 10 minutes later very safely drive.
You know, the B12 things they've got out now are pretty good.
When we went to Brad Garrett's club in Las Vegas, remember
name dropper?
Right across the right across the hall, there was all these.
Get your right back on your
oxygen
feet.
Bar.
And they had, what do you call it?
The IVs? Banana bag?
They had the IV thing where people would go in and.
Yeah, those are becoming more popular nowadays. Yeah,
and I guess it works. I don't know. But anyways, check out. We'll put this on the Bob and Tom social media, watching these Alka-Seltzer rockets take off. 883 feet. That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of feet.
Be a fun thing to do Christmas Day afternoon. Don't you think?
On a Christmas Day afternoon?
Yeah, you go outside in the driveway, take some Alka-Seltzers, make a rocket.
It's going to... 2 liter of Pepsi and a box of Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, because nobody got any toys to play with on Christmas, so they don't want to play with their new toys. They want to.
Come on, what's cooler than a rocket powered by?
Well, shoot,
nothing.
Let's see.
I'm with you, Tommy. Not much.
I say we're not going to run out of Alka-Seltzer.
I'll tell you what doesn't work. Those preparation H rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they can't get them to work.
Well, you can get them up to Uranus.
Oh, my God.
I was going to.
How did we not see that?
Kind of a pain in the ass is what I was going for.
Travel to a black hole, you know what I mean?
If it's black, you might want to see a physician.
Well,
okay,
you're black.
Let's go. Let's go.
anything on your body turns black, you might want to check it out.
Okay. I'm sorry, Christy. What else is going on?
A NASA astronaut aboard the International Space Station discovered an elf on a shelf.
My favorite thing.
Your favorite thing.
Love it.
Annie McLean.
This year we have
elf
2.
Elf on a shelf is your favorite thing.
I love it. Every
more than your car.
Teaching your children to be paranoid.
No,
they all walk around all jumpy and sweating.
They get up.
The elf saw that.
They get up every morning. They go nuts looking for the elf. The elf leaves a note every morning. Actually, we have 2 this year. They're twins.
Living at your house is a huge undertaking, isn't
it? It's exhausting to listen to. Just, I can't imagine.
Just yesterday I got the daddy, I need my space.
Yeah, I bet.
Jesus. Daddy, can I have a minute, please?
I'm going to go stay at the Hilton for the weekend.
Do you do anything normal? Like,
nope.
No. Nothing.
Can you imagine his 5-year-old and 2-year-old with suitcases packed? Hey, look, we're staying at the Hilton over the week. We need a break.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.